broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
We also should acknowledge that it's a reflection to some degree that we haven't done this
allowing
job very well.
Corporations to spend at will on elections, which is what the court has just allowed.
Speaking personally, no. I think it sends a bad PR message.
Over the past 2 years, more than 7 million Americans have lost their jobs.
Disgusting.
In the
disgusting Captain Cajones.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what in the hell it is it's talking about. And a news, talk, and entertainment show that takes you places no other talk show will take you to because they just don't know how. Through the looking glass we go of news, information, and quite frankly, you. Conan O'Brien reaches a deal to leave NBC. It's tough, but he's going to have to walk out of there with $44 million. John Edwards admits that Riel Hunter's child is his, and Senator Spector tells Representative Michelle Bachmann to act like a lady. All that stuff is coming up on our program. Our number 877-876-PHIL, and of course our website is philhendryshow.com. We direct you there because you can get our live streaming audio as well as our live streaming video each and every day, every show. So you can watch the show. We're online right now doing our video as well as our audio. At www.philhendryshow.com. That's www.philhendryshow.com. We also have our archives, and we have our live streaming audio and the downloads, so you can go and listen to the show the next day if you missed the show. The relief efforts in Haiti continue, and the personal tragedies coming from Haiti, the stories of personal tragedy coming from Haiti continue. Tonight we have on the line with us from Phoenix, Arizona, Mr. Don Parsley, who has not heard from a wife and a daughter since this event happened last week. And he is quite understandably upset. He has lost a great deal of hope as to whether or not he's going to hear from them. And we have him on our newsmaker line here this evening from Phoenix. Mr. Parsley, good evening. Welcome to our program, sir.
Thank you.
And if you could, can you hear me, sir?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you very well, thanks.
So you have not heard from your wife or your daughter since when, sir?
I haven't heard from Cassidy or my wife, Martha, since last week.
Okay, and what were they traveling to Haiti for? Can you tell me?
They were down on a student trip. My wife was accompanying my daughter to go down and look at the student situation at schools. Also, my daughter was interested in working for the United States government down there.
You know, your daughter was interested in working for the U.S. government in Haiti?
Yeah, that's correct.
And how did they get there? Did they go by way of plane?
They flew in. They flew into Port-au-Prince on a cruise ship.
Did they fly in or did they take a cruise ship?
There was a cruise ship there that they saw some friends on, but they flew in.
And you haven't heard anything. Let me ask you something. Have you been in touch with the U.S. government?
Yeah. I've talked to the government. They don't know anything about it. I tried to talk through the U.S. embassy down there, and they don't have any record of. They're having a difficult time, I guess, because of so many people missing, you know. And they're also trying to get help to the Haitians. I don't have a problem with that at all, and I never have. I just wish, you know, I'm an American. My wife and my daughter are Americans, and I can't find them. I wish, and I know a lot of people listening right now probably feel the same way that I do, that, you know, I don't want anything bad to happen to the Haiti people or anything like that, but shouldn't we find out about, you know, where a missing American woman and her daughter is?
Are you saying, sir, that we're spending too much time giving aid to the Haitians and not enough time finding these missing Americans?
I think so. I think we need to do that. The U.S. government's not doing anything about it, and the problem I'm having is I'm on disability.
Okay. What is your profession?
I'm an electrician, but I've been on disability. I can't work. In fact, I have a bad, you know, my legs are bad. My wife is the primary breadwinner, and I'm desperately, you know, I don't know where she is, and we don't know how to find her. And the other problem I have is, what am I going to live on? So.
Now, you must be very, very, very upset. Who have you talked to in terms of the government, anybody in the government, military, U.S. government, Haitian government?
I talked to on the phone with a man from the U.S. Army, you know, the Army and the State Department and everything. I gave the name.
And your wife's name is what?
My wife's name is Mary Parsley, and my daughter is Amber.
Mary and Amber. And they're in Haiti, and you talked to the U.S. government.
Yeah, I talked to them, and they said, well, they didn't know anything about it, and I told them, gave them a description and everything. But I said to them that with my wife missing and my daughter missing, and I have no way of making a living because of my, I'm on just very limited income, and I need some assistance, too, in finding my wife and my daughter. I got to go out and do it myself. And also, what am I going to live on? So I've got to go out and do this investigative work myself.
And so you, sir, Don, you, not to interrupt you, you anticipate having to go to Haiti yourself and looking for your wife and daughter?
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Because you can't, you're not getting any help, huh?
No, I'm going to have to go down there myself, and that's going to cost a lot of money. And I don't.
And tell me why you called our show tonight. I'm very glad that you did. I'm very glad to hear your story, and very glad to hear, glad to know that at least we can get your story out there. What is it that you are hoping tonight as you talk to me and talk to my audience?
I don't really want anything from you or your. I just want people to know. I just want them to know that that's what I got to do. I have to go down there, and I got to look for a woman and a girl. 10-year-old girl who's with her mother, and I don't know if they're frightened. I don't know if they're laying under a collapsed building, or I don't know where they are,
Now, could I ask you a question, sir?
Yeah.
You said your daughter was going down there to look at U.S. government jobs?
That's correct, yeah.
That you just said she's 10?
She's 10 years old looking at her. Yeah, she wants to learn about the U.S. government in Haiti.
But she's 10 years old, so is she still in middle school?
Yes, sir. She's in middle school, but she wanted to go down. Her father and me, I want to go to Haiti and see about, how the American government works.
Okay. So, again, what you want to tell my audience is that you have a daunting task ahead.
That is correct, yeah. And I don't want anything from you, Mr. Henry. I don't want anything from your audience. I just want people to know that this is one man's experience. And if there's one guy like me, then there must be. If there's me, then there must be another guy who is me, or I'm me. But there might be someone else who's like me, going through the same thing. That I have to not only find a way to, eat and live, but I also have to find enough money to go down to Haiti and look for my wife and my daughter. So it's going to be expensive, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I got no choice. And
but if you're on disability and you have no income, and your wife is the primary breadwinner, do you have savings?
No, we don't have any savings. I mean, we've got a retirement, but I can't tap into that.
You don't have any liquid cash?
No.
Well, so how are you going to do this?
I don't know. But I just know I'm going to. And I don't. Like I said, I don't want anything.
I mean, if you have no money, how are you going to go down to Haiti and look for a missing wife and daughter without some means of support?
I just prayer. I believe in prayer. I believe in God. I pray. And I'm open. I'm hoping that, somehow.
If I don't know how much it's going to cost you. Our show would be happy to donate to you. Your plane fare to Haiti.
Well, like I said, I didn't come on your program.
No, I understand that, sir, but if you are completely without resources and you need to find a way to acquire resources so you can not only live but look for a missing wife and daughter that they can't find in Haiti, we'd be happy to give you at least the airfare down there and return airfare, God willing, for your wife and your daughter.
I think that's do you know how much that because I'm not familiar with the...
How much is what?
Well, do you know how much the plane fare is?
To Haiti? I would imagine a round trip. Well, you get your round trip for yourself as well as a one-way for your wife and daughter. I mean, I don't think it could come to more than a couple of thousand dollars, maybe $1,500, $1,000. I don't know.
Is that... because what I would want, I've been on disability, and I would want a... not what I want, but I would need a... because of my back, I would need a business class seat. See, that's the thing about coming on your program. I didn't want to be here and talking, you know, like I...
Yeah?
Like I'm asking for money.
No, I know that. I'm offering this to you.
You are right, and I appreciate it, but I can't... It doesn't sound like you're offering...
What do you need?
I need to have... If I'm going to fly, I got to have a business class seat only because of my bad legs. And I can't fly back, you know. And if you're saying, but I really appreciate it, Mr. Hendry. I do. I just can't.
Are you telling me that I can't? This is not enough for you? Or all right, well, we can get you round trip for you and your wife and your daughter, business class. Is that all right?
If you can do that.
All right. Well, hold the line here. We got Don Parsley on the line. We're going to keep talking to him. The story that, as you heard it, Bud, and as Rance and Ralph heard it, his wife and daughter are missing in Haiti. And I, God knows how many other stories like this across this country we may know of or hear about. And, of course, the people suffering and missing in Haiti proper. But Mr. Parsley has not heard from his wife or his daughter. He says that he, being on disability, relies on his wife's income, so there's no money coming in, and he feels he must now take up the gauntlet, or take up the torch of going down to Haiti and looking for his wife and daughter himself. Our number is, we've just offered him round-trip airfare. I don't know whether he wants it or not. He said that he needed business class. 877-876-PHIL. A rather dramatic opening to our show tonight, I understand. But we're going to continue talking to Mr. Don Parsley, who has not heard from his wife or daughter in Haiti now for several days. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Mr. Parsley, you there?
Yeah.
We're on with Mr. Don Parsley here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Parsley has not heard from a wife and a daughter in Haiti for several days since before the earthquake struck there. Now, there are a number of people who are missing, both Haitian and American, the overwhelming majority being Haitian. But your situation, sir, is one that compels us because you have contacted our program this evening. Now, your wife's name is... Mary, is that correct?
My wife's name is Martha, and my daughter is Mary.
Your wife's name is Martha, your daughter is Mary, because I had Mary and Amber?
No, Amber is my daughter. She's also my daughter, but she's not the one that's down in Haiti right now.
So you have two daughters, sir?
Yes, sir.
So you have a daughter to take care of. You have a child to take care of in addition to the child that is with your wife.
Yes, sir. But, I mean, I have to leave and go down to Haiti, and I got to leave my daughter with, you know, whoever. I don't know. That's the other thing. I don't know what I should do. Leave her with what? You know.
Well, do you have relatives?
Not really. I mean.
Well, what do you mean, not really?
We don't have. I mean, I do. I got a brother. But. That's no good. Nobody's been in touch with him for years.
You got a situation. Our round trip air. If I can offer you airfare on behalf of the Phil Hendry Show to get you to Haiti and to return.
Yeah, that is very generous. I didn't come on your show, sir.
No, I understand. I know that you're not a charity case, and I know that you're not here looking for charity. But we wanted to do that.
Well, I appreciate that so much, Mr. Hendry. It's tough to say to you that I can't, I have to have certain accommodations, you know.
No, I know that you're disabled.
Yeah, so I need to have a business class seat, and I need to have it on the aisle. And I don't know if you're prepared to do all that.
Well, we won't book the ticket for you. What we will do is provide the money.
provide me with the funds?
Yes, sir. We will provide you with whatever you need in terms of purchasing the ticket. I would imagine you'd like to book the ticket yourself, wouldn't you?
If you have anybody there that can do it, it would be easier because I don't know what airplane, I don't know which different airfare, you know, airlines go in there.
Well, I don't know that we have a staff to do that, but I'll check into it for you. Let's take a phone call, 877-876-PHIL, if any of you out there would like to talk to Mr. Parsley, if you have anything that perhaps can aid him.
I just want to jump in, Mr. Henry. I don't want to be a charity case to your listeners.
No, I know that, but you've told us that you're having a tough time.
I'm just trying to say that if people are calling, I'd appreciate it if they are calling up and they want to offer something, that they're serious, and that I can't, you know, I can't have them waste my time with, like what you originally said, you know.
I'm not trying to waste your time, sir, you know.
No, but you said you were going to fly me a coach, and I said
we're not going to fly a coach, we'll fly a business class.
I understand that.
And yet, and the people that are calling in, I'm sure are going to have the best of intentions, and I don't think anybody's looking to waste your time. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I know that. I just, if people call up and say, I want to give you $10 or something, that's just not going to get anything done, you know. For what I need to do, I have to go down. I got to look for my wife and my daughter.
I understand that. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Steve here in Dalton, Georgia. Steve, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Mr. Parsley, Don Parsley from Phoenix, Arizona. Go ahead.
Hey, how we doing? Hey, I just hearing you.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, man. I'm a truck driver, and most of us truck drivers out here, man. So I'm sure we can all get together, you know, help you, you know, buy your accommodations, whatever you need there, man. All of us together, I'm sure. There's a lot of us glad to help you. You're an American, man, same as we.
So, you're a great man. You're a good man to do that, sir. The accommodations, though. You recognize it's in Haiti, and it's not a very good country for that.
Oh, yeah, well.
What I was going to say to you, Steve, is the accommodations, whatever you gentlemen, and you're very, very kind. I don't know what to say. They'd have to be at a hotel that's going to be not one of these, I guess you call it these run-down rat, you know, that these Haiti hotels that these rat, you know, rats live, you know, however they do it.
Well, what do you
I
mean?
Don't know.
What do you mean,
I wouldn't
Mr.
want to stay in a shed, neither.
Yeah, no kidding, you know. But if they have like a Four Seasons or something, that's the only thing I can think of.
Well, a Four Seasons hotel in Haiti, I doubt seriously if they have one.
Or any hotel like a Ritz-Carlton or something like that.
Well, this gentleman is calling. He's a truck driver, and he's saying that the other truckers that he is in communication with on the road at night would be willing to help you, but I don't know whether they are ready to book you into a Four Seasons.
I don't know how long I'm going to be there. If I'm down there and I'm looking for my wife and daughter, and I have to come back to a rat hole at night, Mr. Henry, I'm so depressed that I'm a suicide risk.
Yeah, if my wife and daughter is over there, I'd swim if I had to get there.
Yeah,
I mean,
no
I would.
Kidding. But once you get there, don't you want to stay in a hotel that?
Yeah, I'd stay whatever I had to do.
But
what I'm
you,
saying,
well, you
I'm
wouldn't
want drivers out here.
You don't want to stay in a rat hole, though, do you?
Well, what do you mean by you're a suicide risk?
I don't want to come back to a rat hole at night and have to risk slitting my own. God forgive me.
Slitting your what?
Slitting my own wrists.
You're not going to do that.
If these truckers put me in a.
Steve is a good man. He and his other colleagues who are truckers are offering to help you with accommodation. You're saying what?
I'm saying I appreciate it very much, but if they only put me up in some rat hole and I have to come back and take a pane of glass and cut my wrist.
Stephen, why don't you do me a favor, okay? You're a very, very gracious man.
Steve, I appreciate it very much, sir.
Hold on. Steve, thank you very much. If we need you, we'll call you or we'll ask you to call us back and we'll get information from you, okay? How about that?
Hey, that'll work, man.
There is Steve. All right, brother. That's Steve out there in Dalton, Georgia. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking, that gentleman's a trucker and offered you accommodations.
No, I heard him. I already heard, Mr. Henry, you told me, and I heard him the first time. I'm just saying, he and the other truckers put me up in a Super 8, and I come home and I look at it and I go, I turn the gas on.
There aren't any, I don't think there's Super 8. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show. John Parsley.
Phil Hendry.
I'll turn the gas on and I won't light a match.
World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. With me and on the line, on our newsmaker line from Phoenix, is Mr. Don Parsley, who has not heard from his wife and his daughter in Haiti for quite some time, since before the earthquake. You haven't heard from them. You don't know where they are. You've got no assistance from the U.S. government or from the Haitian authorities or from the military. You are planning on going down there yourself, sir. Now, we just had a trucker on the line.
Yeah, if I just mention something, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
You said that you'll get me the airfare.
Yes, sir. We'll get you the airfare and the return for your wife and your daughter.
If you could give me the, and I know I said I wanted you to book it, but if you could give me the money, and I can do that, it'll be easier for me.
If you want us to, fine. I mean, you had another gentleman here, this truck driver, who wanted to book you guys you accommodations while you're looking for your wife and daughter, and I don't know what we're going to work out with him. You didn't want necessarily his help?
I would need to talk to him. And again, I'm in a very uncomfortable, not to criticize, you put me in an uncomfortable position. I'm on your show just to tell my story, and this man called up, and he and the other truck drivers, and God love them, they're helping me, but I can't have them putting me up in one of these hotels they've got down there that have fans, and it smells like, I don't know if you know, it smells like they're cooking some kind of an animal that we don't eat for here in America, and it smells that way in all the rooms, and I don't want to do that.
Well, you're specifying to this man the Four Seasons Hotel. It's an extremely expensive hotel.
When you say extremely expensive, you're talking about people donating money. It's not going to cost him. He said a bunch of truckers was going to do it. My understanding.
All right, let's go remote to a phone call here. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go remote to Carol, I guess, on the Phil Hendry Show. Carol, you're on with Don Parsley and Phil Hendry. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'd like to say to the gentleman, I'd like to ask him, has he contacted his local branch of the American Red Cross?
Yeah, I did. I believe I did.
Well, what did they say to you? What did they tell you?
They said they'd go ahead and they took down the names of my wife and my daughter, and they said they're going to, try to do something. I don't know. We had a bad connection.
What do you mean you had a bad connection?
The phone.
Your local Red Cross told you that.
I don't know who it was. It was I think it was Red Cross, and the phone was not working well.
Well, what did the Red Cross?
When I was talking to the Red Cross.
What did they tell you?
They said, yeah, but, what are their names? I said, here they are. And I said to them, well, don't you people do donations? And they said, yeah. I said, well, and I asked for a donation, and they said no. So, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Well, no, but what the lady is saying here is that the Red Cross can assist in locating your wife and your daughter. Do you understand?
Right. Why not just give me the money? See, it puts me in a bad position. It makes me.
I would like to ask
rather
him.
Have.
Has he
ma'am.
Ever been to Haiti before?
Have you ever been down to Haiti before?
Yes.
No. I went to. We took a tour 1 year, and I think I went to Jamaica. But I don't know if we went to Haiti or not. To be honest with you.
Well, see, the American Red Cross is already there, and I'm quite sure
right.
Some church groups out of your state got to be already there. Have you located any of the minister alliances in your city? Because it's in every city, churches are down there.
The only problem, and this, again, this is delicate, but when you talk to church groups, they're
what?
they're a little, I guess the word is cheap, the way they go, you know, say, hey, we'll give you a blanket. I need a lot more than a blanket, you know.
I want to ask you this. Do you have a local church? Do you have a local church?
There's churches here, Yeah, we have churches, yes, ma'am.
No, do you have a church? Do you go to church?
Do you have a church?
Yes, I do. I have a church.
What is your church?
My church is the it's a gospel church. It's the Jesus Christ.
What is the name of the church that you go to, sir?
It's the Baptist church here.
In Phoenix?
Yes, sir.
It's a Baptist church.
Yeah.
And they won't raise you a donation? They help find your wife and daughter?
They said they'd give me a plane ticket, but it was coach. And I said, you know, I said, hello, I'm disabled. They're going to fly me down on some. And then they said they'd put me on a tour bus that I could go through the countryside. And I said, well, isn't that with the locals? They said, yeah. I said, I can't be on a bus with Haitians. And they got, you know, my understanding is they have chickens and everything.
Well, what is it that you want to do, Mr. Parsley? I mean, you want to go down there on business class.
You're making it sound like I'm...
Well, what your church said they would do something. He said all they want to do is give you a blanket and send you down there on coach.
Yeah. And all I want to do is go down there and look for my wife and daughter, but also be comfortable doing it.
Mr. Parsley.
I can't be in a toilet.
Listen at me, Mr. Parsley. If your church is going to give you coach, if your church is going to give you coach, a coach fare, take that money,
ma'am.
Add it up with someone else, and you end up in a business traveling position. On the plane.
There you go.
Every little bit helps, yeah.
But they won't give me the cash.
The truck driver called in, going to give you some money. Then the church gave you some money. You'd be in a business seat on the plane and some extra money to spend.
If they'll give me cash, but if they book it themselves, then I'm stuck with what they book, see?
Well, you can explain
that you need the cash, okay?
That you need the cash. Let everybody's cash add up, and you'll get to Haiti.
Right. You don't work for that Acorn, do you? I'm joking, but no, you got great
ideas.
Do
I work for the who?
For the Acorn? I was just joking around.
Can I ask it? No, there's no time to joke. You're missing a wife and a daughter, aren't you?
You're absolutely right, sir.
So there's not a time to joke.
You're absolutely right, sir. Yeah.
Your wife and daughter.
Do you have family that can donate money? Like most families have big organizations, family reunions.
I got a brother. Well, I got a brother, but no one's talking.
What about her family? What about her?
Or they don't talk. They won't talk to me.
All right, Carol. Thank you very much. You're very kind, and I appreciate your advice. And Don, I think what she said is very smart.
Well, she's right. If they'll give you cash, but these days trying to get cash out of people, you know, they'll write you a check or they'll give you cash. Trying to get cash, and these days more and more people don't deal in cash. See? So.
And what do you mean her family doesn't talk to you?
They don't talk. What do you mean? They don't talk to me. Does your wife's family talk to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Yeah, they do. 877-876-PHIL. Although here is Kyle. Kyle, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Kyle in Chicago with Don Parsley. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil.
You understand? Hold on, Kyle. Hold on for a minute. You understand what I mean when I say that these people are booking you tickets? I don't understand what your need is.
I don't have a need, Mr. Hendry. I came on your program to tell a story.
Yeah, but you need business class. You need the Four Seasons Hotel. You want cash.
I went to a church here, and they said, do you need canned goods? I said, how is a can of peas going to help me find my wife and daughter?
All right, go ahead, Kyle. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's all right, Phil. Phil, you know, I don't mean to point, you know, any fingers, and I mean no disrespect to Mr. Parsley, if that's his name. It just seems really suspicious to me. I would think that anyone who has really lost their, you know, their wife and their daughter in a tropical disaster that has happened over in Haiti, it just seems like they would be jumping at any little chance they had to go over there. But yet he's just, what's his name, Don? He's just demanding like everything that that you can get when, you know, what's that?
I want it, what people are giving me. I just said I don't want to stay in a hotel where there's stains, and you don't know what it what the stain's from on a bedspread.
Well, sir, really, is that a big deal when you're looking for your wife and your daughter?
You're looking for your wife and daughter?
You,
You want to stay in a... So you're fine with staying in a hotel where you could contract a disease. I'm not.
Well, first of all, I don't think that's going to happen, to be quite honest. And second of all, if you really love your wife and your daughter, I don't think you'd be making all these excuses to, you know... Why
I don't know what you mean by the...
Take the money.
What do you mean you don't think? It's Haiti, and you know that Haiti has a disease.
Well, this man's point is simply this, Don. People have offered you money. They've offered you, as the lady said, they've offered you a variety of different things. And what we're hearing you say, and Kyle, thanks so much for your phone call, is that it's not enough. It's not enough.
I didn't know. No, sir, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I said I could. The lady made a good idea. She had a good idea. I'll take the money and I'll add it together if I can get a businessman. But if I get enough money out of the truckers, then I can get a hotel room and look for my wife and son, but I have yet to...
What, your wife and who?
My wife and my daughter.
You said your wife and son.
No, I said my wife and daughter. I didn't mean... I said my wife and son. I didn't mean my son. My son is at home.
You said you have a daughter who is with your wife and a daughter at home.
I have a daughter at home and a son, yeah.
You didn't mention your son.
You asked me about a daughter, two daughters. I mentioned my daughter. My daughter's with me.
But you didn't say you also had a son at home.
No, I didn't, because, and I hate to sound stupid, but you didn't ask me about a son.
Sir, how many children do you have?
I've got four.
You have four. How many are with your wife?
One. My son, my daughter, Mary, and you're confusing me, and it's not fair. I did not call up your program to get any money. I didn't call up your program to do anything other than just tell my story.
You got a daughter with your wife, and at home you have what?
At home I've got what? At home I've got nothing. I'm looking.
How many kids are at home?
Oh, I've got three kids.
Total?
Total.
You said you had four.
No, I have three at home. Total.
And then one total in Hawaii?
And no, one in Hawaii. See, you were trying to trick me?
Yes, I was, sir. Where is the other one?
The other one's in Hawaii, or in Haiti, I mean.
In Haiti?
Yeah.
And how many kids total do you have?
Mr. Hendry, I don't like being interrogated.
Well, you're the guy that's on here saying you want to tell your story. How many kids total do you have?
I've got four.
One, two, three, four.
I have.
877-876-PHIL. Mike in Boston. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil, I can't believe you're spending more time with this guy. You know, first of all, for a guy that's all worried about where his children are or where his wife is, all I've heard him talk about is what his accommodations are going to be and how much his plane ticket's going to be, and he's got to stay at the Four Seasons. You know, if he is disabled as he says he is, assuming you get him down there, what does he think he's going to accomplish?
If I have the funding, I can look for my wife and daughter in a thorough way, but you can't do that if you're coming back to a hotel at night that's got stains.
Sir, I don't care. You know what? If my child and my wife was lost, if I had to sleep in a sleeping bag filled with dog crap, I would do it. And you're telling me that, first of all, you're looking for help to go down there. You're looking for somebody else to give you the handout to get there, and now you're trying to dictate the terms of how nice the hotel is and how much space you're going to have in your seat? For God's sake, my children, if they could stuff me into a suitcase and throw me underneath the belly of the plane, I'd still go.
Well, and okay, so where are you going to sleep when you get to Haiti? See,
you know what?
You
I would worry. My personal needs would be way far behind what my desire would be to find my wife and child. And you're talking
about
your accommodations are going to be? Shame on
you. The point here, Don, is what, you want to find your wife and daughter, correct?
Yes, sir, with all of my heart.
So
well,
you've got to fly business class.
So
you need
so far. All I've heard
because
about is
I
how good am I
establish,
and how much leg room am I going to have?
I'm establishing, first of all, you have called up, and I'm talking to you, but I haven't heard you offer anything.
He's not going to offer any
damn thing, sir. You know what? You don't deserve
it. Why then are you wasting?
I haven't heard anything about how much, the horrors that you're daughter and your wife might be undertaking. All I've heard about is how good are your accommodations going to be.
No, I am very concerned with the well-being of my wife and daughter. I need a basic
operation.
Well,
that's the first I've heard of it so far. All I've heard about is how good your accommodations are going to be. Somebody was nice enough to pay for your freight to get your fanny down there to go look for him. You should be thankful for that.
Does it make you feel good yelling at a man who's lost a wife and daughter?
You know what? This is the first I hear about you crying for your wife and daughter. All I've heard about is how your accommodations are going to be, and how you're going to get there.
I want to ask you,
if you're that disabled, sir, what are you going to do when you get to Haiti? Have you seen the television?
Yes, I
have. How are you going to get around in Haiti? How are you going to get around in Haiti?
If I have the funding, I can rent a coach.
If you have the funding so you can stay at the Four Seasons and fly business class, why don't you ask him to get you a few drinks with an umbrella in it?
Sir, apparently you don't understand what it is to look for somebody that's under rubble.
Sir, all I've heard about for the last half hour is your accommodation.
Yes, I'm trying to tell you that the only way to look for people that you don't know whether they're living or dead or anything
is obviously from the Four Seasons by the pool with a drink with an umbrella.
Sir, I never said anything like that, but I did say
that
I need a hotel with a business.
I can't fly regular class. You know what? If somebody's nice enough to give you bus fare,
why
don't you take that?
What are you going to do with excuse me, you're going to take a bus to Haiti? You're a little
I don't care if they care if they throw you in an inner tube and drag you behind a boat. If it gets you there and it's the only means you have, you should take it and be thankful for that. Never mind talking about I need to fly business class and I should be at the Four Seasons.
No, but I do need a hotel that has internet connection and a business.
God forbid.
Why? Why do you need that?
So I can stay in touch with
your wife who's under a pile of rubble. How are you?
Thank you very much for thank you very much. Thanks a lot, Mike. 877-876-PHIL. Don Parsley, who has lost his wife and daughter in Haiti and wants to go down there and find them, but he needs a business class ticket and accommodations at the Four Seasons to do it. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
The number of people that are there. I have on the line with me Mr. Don Parsley here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Parsley's in Phoenix, Arizona. He has not heard from his wife or daughter since last week, since before the Haitian earthquake. They were there. They were there to take a tour, I guess. You say, sir, of American government business because American government buildings. Your daughter wants to work for the U.S. government in Haiti. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct. And on your program tonight, people have suspected me of lying.
I know that you're upset with us a little bit, sir. I understand that.
I'm very upset because I came on your show. I didn't ask for anything. And when people said they wanted to help me, I said, in what way? And they said, we'll get money for you. And I said, well, I can't stay at a motel. And then everyone started getting angry. And I don't want to live. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live like one of them. And so my daughter, who wants to go into U.S. government work next year when she graduates from high school.
You said your daughter was 10.
No, I did not say she was 10. She was 10 when she was 10.
No, you said you had a 10-year-old daughter in middle school. Now you're telling me next year she's graduating from high school. These are the problems that we're having.
I have never been on a radio program before, sir. I am nervous.
All right, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt on that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
But I'm not the guy who's here on the radio asking for business fare to Haiti. 877-876-PHIL. Sharon in Indianapolis, go ahead. You're on the air here with Don Parsley. Go ahead, Sharon.
I think the gentleman is a con man, and I think he's trying to con everybody into getting money. Because matter what anybody suggests...
No, ma'am, I'm not. I would never do that. I'm a Christian.
No,
don't,
my wife
and son.
Don't claim you're a Christian and talk the way that you've been talking. Don't do that.
What did I say? What non-Christian thing did I do?
For one example, you have insisted that if people don't put you up in a four-star, very expensive hotel, that you'll commit suicide.
That's designed
to manipulate people, for one thing.
If you were in Haiti, wouldn't you want to stay at a Ritz-Carlton instead of a Super 8? Of course.
No, sir.
Wouldn't you?
Phil Hendry.